Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. This is Wrestling Tracks, hosted by Lee Houston. But guess what? I'm Martez Al. I'm not Lee Houston, but at the moment, Lee is he's not with us just yet. I'm going to fill in until he gets here. Again, this is Wrestling Tracks, hosted by Lee Houston, right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, but we're still waiting on Lee to arrive. But in the time being, I'm going to step in the gap and start this show off. Oh, man. Before we start the show, I want to thank God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, there's no me. And I can't even think about doing the show without him and without his power. So I want to get that out the way and make sure I recognize him before I jump right into it. Wow. So much to talk about, so much to get into, so much to dissect, so much to reminisce about. So much to engage in the world of wrestling, specifically the WWE coming off of a huge pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell, which was, I would give it a B+. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It was a B+ pay-per-view. I enjoyed just about every single moment of Hell in a Cell. But where do I start? There's so many things I want to talk about, but where do I start? Even Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw was a pretty decent show last night. We saw the Fiend make it known to the WWE Universe that he was coming after the WWE Champion, Randy Orton. That's not a secret anymore. The Fiend is coming for Randy Orton. But Drew McIntyre is as well. Drew McIntyre has made it known that he's going to try to reclaim his WWE Championship from Randall Orton. And The Miz becoming the new Money in the Bank holder with his win over Otis Sunday night due to Tucker turning on Otis, which I saw that coming from a mile away, folks. Back in WrestleMania when I was on Jet Williams' show, I mentioned that I thought Tucker was going to turn on Otis. You know, I've been watching wrestling long enough to just about know when somebody is getting ready to turn heel and when somebody is getting ready to stab somebody in the back. That's an often thing that happens in the world of wrestling. So I wasn't surprised when Tucker turned his back on Otis. We're going to bring in the host of this show, Lee Houston. He's with us right now.
How you doing? Sorry about that. Put some coffee together. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for coming over here to host your show today, a part of our season finale week. I'm doing good, man. Just got it started. Got the show started for you a little bit.
Appreciate it. Man, I'm shocked. Not shocked, but I saw it coming. I saw it coming when Tucker smashed Otis in the face with that briefcase and just stabbed him in the back. No. Not even in the back, in the face.
Right.
Otis, man, that's messed up.
Yeah, it is, man. They were like brothers, man. So that had to surprise Otis in a major way, you know. And this wasn't just no ordinary match, man. This was a match that had high stipulations. You know, if Otis lost this match, he had to give up the Money in the Bank contract to the Miz. It just wasn't no regular old match with regular stakes. This was a match with different stakes, with a high stakes. And Tucker cost Otis a WWE championship, and who knows when he'll ever get that opportunity again, because I think it's going to be a while before he get it again.
Oh, yeah. Championship matches don't come often. Like, for example, I'm going to give you our dear friend Christian. The last time he had a championship match opportunity was 2011-ish, 12-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come around often.
No, they don't. Now, look at the guy who captured the Money in the Bank briefcase. Basically captured the Money in the Bank briefcase from Otis, the Miz. The Miz hasn't been WWE champion since 2010. Are you kidding me? Since 2010 was, I believe, the last time the Miz was WWE champion. You would have thought he's been champion a few times since 2010, but no. So those opportunities don't come across all the time. Now you got to be a John Cena, you got to be a Randy Orton, you got to be a Roman Reigns, a Brock Lesnar, you know, to get constant championship matches.
You know, the thing is, there's been a whole, like, I'm trying to get my stuff straight. You would think that Ramirez was a multi-time champion. He's been an Intercontinental champion, United States champion, tag champion. This is the first time in a long time he's held a Money in the Bank contract and could be WWE champion.
Right.
There goes technical difficulties.
Right. There you go.
Cash is in.
I mean,
two-time champion.
Mm-hmm. I think Miz is not going to let this championship opportunity go to waste. I think he's going to cash in at the right time against the right person at the right moment. You know, this isn't. Yep, exactly. This isn't a championship match that the officials have organized. Like, the Miz, only reason he got this championship match is because he has the briefcase. I don't think he's going to cash in at Survivor Series. I think it's going to be a little bit down the road. If I was him, I'd wait it out. I, you know, take my time. I wouldn't cash in over Orton. I would try to cash in on somebody else. But I do think when he do cash it in, he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to win.
I want to talk real quick. Roman Reigns and Jey Uso, that beat down last Sunday night. Technically, didn't say I quit till after the bell rung.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, from now on, storyline-wise, Roman Reigns, Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso will take orders, be lackeys basically, for Roman Reigns.
I like that though, bro. I like that. I think this story is so funny and it's so It's one of the best stories that they have going right now. But it's so funny how you put that. Like, they got to take orders from him now. He's their they his lackeys, you know. They his flunkies. So, and he's the head of the table. Like, literally, he's the head of the table. And you see, his uncle and his father came out to basically ordinate him as the top dog. Y'all go listen to him, or y'all getting out. It's either one or the other, because he's the official top
mind
dog.
And mind you, by the way, Jay Uso's tough as hell. It took him a while to utter those words.
Right. Much respect. Much respect to Jay Uso.
It's not easy. I quit match, for those of you who don't know, it's real simple. You beat the hell out of somebody, so you say, I quit. And we keep going to those words of smoking.
Oh, yeah.
This brutal I quit match was of all time is Mick Foley and The Rock at the Royal Rumble 2000. On, say, I count 13 different chair shots to the head at the time that you his mind to the head at the time. And, of course, Mick Foley being full of the testicular fortitude that he is, he didn't say I quit, but an audio tape from earlier that night was played and The Rock won. Although Mick Foley never said, I quit.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to, by the way, one of my favorite competitors in an I quit match. Nevertheless, though, I've grown to respect this man. Like, I don't like him professionally. Personally, he's a cool dude. John Cena. Mm-hmm. John Cena has never lost an I quit match.
Wow. That's amazing.
What's your opinion on it?
Are you talking about the I quit match for John Cena, or him not ever losing, or just everything you talked about? To go back to Jey Uso, man, I got to give him some major respect. Jey Uso, he showed a lot of fight. He showed a lot of dog in him. He showed a lot of never give up in him. Jey Uso, he proved to me that he's a main event superstar. Hands down. Like, he doesn't need his brother anymore. They don't need to be a tag team anymore, even though they're one of the best tag teams we've ever seen. But Jey Uso, he could easily be a world champion someday. He went toe-to-toe with the big dog. Like I say, he didn't really say he quit. And he gave the big dog everything he got. You know, and he's and Jey Uso, he's not a scrub. He's not a scrub, man. I'm just wondering what will be the fallout this Friday night on SmackDown. Are they going to join Roman Reigns? Are they going to be a part of his new faction or something like that? I just want to see how this will play out. In terms of John Cena, I didn't like John Cena either when he turned into the lovable hero type of gimmick. I wasn't a fan of that until recently, his last 3 years, because I started to appreciate the things of John Cena, like the never give up, like the hustle, loyalty, respect, like the he's a fighting champion. I started to appreciate that stuff from John Cena. And the fact that he never lost the I Quit match, it's incredible. But then again, why would a babyface lose the I Quit match? Like, those matches are not meant for babyfaces to say I quit. And ironically, I'm watching John Cena on TV now, so... But yeah, it's almost feel like John Cena would never lose in those 15 years. He was always booked to win, especially in those high stake matches.
Mhm. You know, like, as far as your question on how it's gonna play out, I think it's gonna be start off real simple. Like, the Usos are gonna bring I guess it's a simple task right now. Go get me coffee, go put my bags up, get my gear ready, stuff like that.
Lick my feet.
I don't know. I ain't saying all that. Let's keep it working, maybe, shall we?
I had to mess with you, man. I had to throw you a curveball.
But in terms of work, like basically bring my bags, get my gear ready, or give me a cup of coffee, whatever. Whatever you want right now, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Mhm. Me too, because they can carry on with this storyline for at least a few more months. That's how good this storyline is. They can stretch this out. Now, we know Roman is supposed to take on Randy Orton at Survivor Series, champion versus champion.
Yeah,
but
glad you brought that up. Let me look at this card right quick. I'm mad as hell because I was gonna get tickets before they canceled all their events that were virtual. It's supposed to be right here in Dallas, Texas, but Corona said nope, not today. Mm. I'm still mad about that. I'm gonna get tickets that day. I was at Raw. Last time they were down here was, I believe it was Raw. Mm. I want to get tickets right after the show. And then Corona hit. Then. By the way, happy anniversary to The Undertaker.
Oh, come on now. Absolutely. Happy anniversary.
Survivor Series is also the day we celebrate Undertaker's accomplishments to WWE and professional wrestling all together. So much love to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she believes it's been 30 years.
Honestly, bro, I was thinking about that earlier, man, because it don't feel like 30 years, man. You know, I felt like I was just watching him on SmackDown in 2011 in great shape, you know, taking on Chris Jericho. I was actually watching that match this morning, and it's amazing how much he has aged. Since that moment, you know, obviously he's been around since he's been in WWE at least since the early 90s. You know, he wrestled in other promotions, Jim Crockett promotions, Smoky Mountain promotions, Undertakers. He's wrestled in WCW as well, you know, but WCW said, you won't work out for us. You know, WCW basically threw him to the wolves and told Undertaker, you will never be a star. So kudos to Vince McMahon for pitching that idea that the Undertaker to Mark, pitching the idea to Mark and saying, hey, try this out, you know, and the history, and we know the history now. Undertaker
is WWE. It's how he's able to evolve over the years, you know. Because now he's been wrestling 30 years. I've been a fan of him for 20 of those 30 years. And every year amazes me because this dude evolves every year, at least every season. So we've seen the biker, we've seen the demonic Undertaker, we've seen the biker Undertaker, we've seen the heel, the face, everything.
The mortician, mortician? Yeah.
Who?
The mortician. He was the mortician when he first came. Yeah.
No, that's Paul Bearer.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
And the funny thing is, Paul Bearer was legit. He was a mortician in real life, too.
Oh, no. For real. Never knew that, man.
That's the funny thing.
Never.
In real life, he was actually a mortician in real life.
Look at you, man. You did a lot of research, man.
I happen to know it. Anyway, I remember last time I talked to Paul Bearer, it was about the year of 2011, I want to say. I talked to him.
Oh, wow.
Last time I talked on Twitter, I said, hey, what's in that urn you got? And he said, he tweeted back, that's for me to know you to find out. And that's the last time I talked to Paul Bear. Cool dude.
Wow, that's an interesting way to talk to him for the last time, man. Man. Not a lot of people can say they talk to.
Am I thinking?
I said, not a lot of people can say they talk to Paul Bear.
Yep. He had a Twitter account at the time, and he used to tweet himself. So most wrestlers don't tweet for themselves. Some do. Depends on if you see that blue check, that's their personal Twitter account. So be careful there. And he's a pretty cool dude, down to earth and everything.
Nice. You know,
you have a.
That's what we.
I lost my train of thought there. Hey, so say what you're saying, because I forgot what I was about to say.
Oh, sorry about that, bro. It's stuff like that. Okay, it's stuff like that that I miss today. You know, as far as somebody like a Paul Bear coming out the way he looked, even carrying an urn, like that's something that will never be duplicated ever again. You know, Bray Wyatt, he did something similar with that, I think, with that lamp. Like, that's the closest thing I can equate to that urn was that lamp Bray Wyatt used to bring out. But that's what I missed, you know. It was something about that urn. That urn gave the Undertaker power, you know, whenever Undertaker was slammed down, whenever Undertaker was laid out. All Paul Bear had to do is point that urn in the direction of the Undertaker, and the Undertaker would get right up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the uniqueness of the WWF at the time. You know, and I think Paul Bear used the urn with Kane, too. So,
mm-hmm.
And stuff like that as a child, you know, that I miss in wrestling.
Yes,
sir. But people are too smart now. People wouldn't go for that today. But back then, you know, that was easy for me to go. I mean, easy for me to think was quote unquote real. You know, but these days, like, we're too smart as fans to believe anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I was going to say right there. You have a. Christmas thing coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I dropped my microphone.
Sorry about that. You have a Christmas selection coming up.
Yep. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lee.
I'm trying to find the date. I can't remember the date.
It's November the 5th, next Thursday, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
into 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the second annual event that we're doing. We're going to play some of your favorite or unfavorite Christmas songs. We're also going to take phone calls to get some people and hear their feedback on what Christmas means to them. Even if you don't like Christmas, we encourage you to call in and be a part of the show. Nobody's going to get mad at you for hating on the fact that we're playing Christmas music so early. So
You know, all your favorites. We talk about the classics. We talk about Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer. We're talking Santa. We're going to know about Reindeer. We're talking, here comes Santa Claus. We're talking all this stuff going down and so much more.
Yeah, absolutely, sir.
And by the way, I brought that up because Freeform, used to be ABC Family, they have my favorite time of the year, their Christmas lineup, and they're going to give you a little taste of it in November 1st, all month long. So you got to check out, go to freeform.com, get the schedule, and find out what your favorite shows are. They're going to be playing all of them. It's going to be awesome. Check it out on Freeform. Take a look at listening.
Awesome, awesome. I got to check that out, too.
That's it. Now, people were like, oh, mom, I'm on the subject. People be tripping, like, what happened to ABC Family? I wasn't good enough for you? No, it's still the same thing you love. It just changed the name. That's all it is. Owned by Disney. So check that out. I normally play a commercial on Disney Plus right now. In fact,
if you don't mind, Martez, let me hook that up right quick. But I just like doing this.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's free. And if you don't have it, get it real quick. And we will be right back. Let me cook this up right quick. Martez, I called you David for a minute.
Yep.
Excuse me. And
mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, if you don't know, now you know. Hang on, Martez. Let's look this up right quick. All right. We'll be right back. Hang on a second, dude. I got you, Martez. I got you. I apologize, man.
Are we?
No problem. Hang on.
What's
I got something for you. Hang on a second. I do apologize. That's my fault. One second.
We got a 30-second commercial we can go to while you got that commercial ready. If you want to do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
It's not going to be a commercial. It's just going to be a theme song. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for that awkward silence. We'll be right back on Wrestling Tracks. Also, let's talk to D. We'll be right back. Alexa, volume up.
Anyway,
stay on Disney Plus. I'm
sorry about that. All technical things going on.
I'm
sorry, Martez.
That's all good.
Hey, Disney Plus is available on all devices. It's not working your laptop. It works on your phone, tablet, whatever. You want a free trial, $6.99 a month. If you want the whole monthly thing, $7.99 a month, and it's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it all the time myself, and it's pretty good. I would never promote something that I don't use myself, by the way. So
yeah, you love that Disney, man.
It's all right.
Hmm?
If you don't, something wrong with you, but yeah.
It reminds you of your childhood. I know I watched a lot of shows off Disney, man. So I got a lot of history with Disney.
While we're on streaming device, on streaming services, for a limited time, I mean very limited time, the W Network can be you can get W Network for 99 cents a month, or not a month, but for this month, 99 cents. On the WWE Network.
Mm.
Now that, Mike, is that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh, you can't beat it. You know, you can't beat it. You get a chance to have access to all your favorite wrestling pay-per-views, the new podcasts that they have, and everything else they got going with the network. You can't beat it. I'm happy about the WWE Network.
I've been subscribed to it for about, actually since day one when they first launched it, like 2014. Now I thought it was gonna be on television like a channel.
Right. Me too.
Like
me too.
You know, I thought it was gonna be like a channel, yeah, like on my TV. If I'm facing my whole TV, okay, where is it? Oh, I'm sorry. It's gonna be a network. We're gonna stream it. Like, bruh, all that for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I subscribed, and I tell you, one time they had a glitch in the program. I didn't pay my bill for
mm-hmm.
3 months because of a glitch in there. So I'm getting the network free for 3 months. Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
They had a glitch one time in the network. So I didn't have to pay my bill for 3 months till they realized, okay, we need to fix that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like about the network, it's a whole lot of buffering. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to upgrade yours then. That's all it is.
Oh, okay.
You probably need to upgrade. Now, I remember NXT, when we came on USA Network the first time, they tried to do a simulcast. Mm-hmm. They tried to do it on network and USA Network, on the W Network and USA Network, and it didn't work out.
Right.
I remember that. They tried to do NXT on the USA Network and on the W Network at the same time. It was a high miss.
Say hot mess, huh?
So I think all together, that wasn't too good of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You got an opinion on that?
No, I don't. I really don't, but I really don't. But basically, don't try it again. Don't ever try to simulcast off the USA Network onto the WWE Network. Don't ever try to do that. Because I didn't know they did that. That's why I really can't elaborate. Because I didn't know.
I was expecting more of an educated opinion right there.
I know.
No, but not.
Oh, man.
I know it was in early in the morning, but dang.
Man, I'm kind of tired, man. I did a lot of shows yesterday, and I don't listen. I'm no good to you right now, man.
By the way, y'all, I haven't noticed. It's getting a little stiff this morning. Y'all haven't noticed, so I apologize for that. Now, y'all, we wrestle track. We keep it real. We keep real the wrestle track. So let's be honest. The show's a little stiff this morning.
Yeah, it is, man. But it's all good. You can't hit a home run all the time.
Oh yeah, man. Let me tell you something. That's so true, bro. The first episode of Wrestling Tracks, man. Look here. We had somebody call in the show. I missed the call. I was on different time zone and everything. The first episode sucked. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you're gonna have great shows. Sometimes you're gonna have horrible shows. Sometimes like this show is a little stiff this morning. It's all different. Uh-huh. It depends on the atmosphere, I guess. And it's not gonna be a home run all the time.
Right. But you know what, Lee? I'm mentally tired of talking about wrestling. I'm not gonna lie to you. I love wrestling. I'm watching it all the time. But as far as doing these shows, these internet radio shows, I'm tired of it. I'm getting burnt out. So this break couldn't come at a better time, because I'd rather do a show when I'm sharp.
Yes, sir. So that's why we wrestling tracks. What we do, we take a month off, a whole
okay.
month, and just chill out.
Okay.
And just like, that's what I do. You can do what you want. That's what I do. I take like a whole month off, and when I come back, boom, I'm fresh, ready to get at it, as far as wrestling is concerned. So that's what you probably
mm-hmm.
need to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's mm-hmm. what I'm, definitely that's what I'm going to do. I can't wait till the end of after the Christmas episode. I'm done. I might not even be on Facebook. I'm done with that, too, for a while. Because you got a lot of wrestling. Hold on. Oh, I want to shoot real quick. You got a lot of people on Facebook. They take this wrestling stuff too serious. You know, they take it as this life or death, man. And that's the part that I'm getting sick and tired of. You can't have a freaking opinion without somebody putting their two cents in to be sarcastic or whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can be sarcastic, but don't take it too serious. It's not life or death. It's not life or
uh-huh.
death. And that's what's bothering me about, because some of these wrestling fans, they full of crap, and they really bad apples. That's just calling for what it is. You know, like I hate associating myself with some of these wrestling crazy people, because it's too many of them out there. Too many. So I had to shoot real quick. That wasn't a long.
Ma'am, do what you got to do, bro. Let me tell you something. Some people need to separate any form of entertainment, reality,
mm-hmm.
from entertainment.
Amen. Yep.
I'm going to go there right quick. I don't know if this is appropriate to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. When I was younger, and we all done it, though I like you didn't do it, somebody did it. Back in the
porn.
You first start watching about entertainment, you thought,
yeah.
oh, you know, it's a fun time. In reality,
right.
they're working. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That makes any sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In reality, it's a job. They're working. They're not just getting off to get off. They're doing it for work. To you, you're getting off. You're enjoying it. It looks like fun because that's on your side. You don't see their side
right.
when it's the work. There's somebody
right.
saying
right.
cut.
Right.
There's somebody, I ain't gonna go into all the details, but there's somebody, they have a script they gotta follow. They have act, you know, adult entertainment is just work to them. So
yeah.
my point is,
yeah,
separate all of the forms of entertainment, separate reality from entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know mm-hmm. the best example, but yeah.
That was a great example, because that was something that I immediately thought about when you were getting ready to talk about what you were going to talk about. I had a feeling it was about porn, because that was something that I had to separate myself from years ago, because I was getting too deep into it, brother. I was getting too
mm-hmm.
too infatuated by it. I was getting addicted to it. The moment somebody left my house, I had to go watch it. Like, it would take control of you if you don't know how to control it.
All right.
Like, every time I got to watch porn, that's when it's getting out of hand. That's just me. You can have a different opinion, or somebody else can have a different opinion, but you got to be able to detox yourself from that entertainment,
well,
whether it's porn.
Well, I brought it up to mention that some fancy separate reality from entertainment, but okay.
know,
like, for example, After let's say Raw, SmackDown, whatever, that's a better example. These guys have lives to live. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They have lives to live. They have bills to pay, kids to feed. They got spouses to
mm-hmm.
love on. After when they leave the arena, they have a life to live. They don't
yeah. Yeah.
revolve around you when they're out of work.
Right.
You know?
Right.
While they're working. All because their whole job is to please the fans while they're at work. So when you're at work, when you're wrestling, you're working, your whole job is to please the fans. After that, get the fans. And see, people don't realize they don't know you like that. You know? So I wouldn't go
mm-hmm.
up to my favorite wrestler after the show. And he's not in a good mood. Because after the show, security can't help you with.
Right.
You on your own. Security can't help you right there after the show. That's your problem. So separate reality from entertainment.
You have
I know
to.
Where you was going before, man.
You said what?
I brought the porn thing up to say that reality from entertainment. So I don't know where you was going with that.
But you get, well, I just you got me going now, so I had to be honest, man. So I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm not a slave to porn anymore because I've been delivered from that crap. I want to say crap because people need that to release. But I'll tell you one thing, if I start entertaining that beast, I'll be addicted to it again. Make no mistake about it. I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care how righteous you think you are. If you entertain that beast, it's a good chance you're going to start enjoying that again. You may be hooked. That's my opinion.
Yep.
That's just Martez's opinion. It don't have to be nobody else's opinion. That's my opinion. But
along with shooting, I'll tell you this. People also, those skeptics of professional wrestling, let's go ahead and clear this out. That's one word you don't use in professional wrestlers. That's the F word, fake. We prefer the term scripted. Predetermined,
exactly.
Scripted, anything but the word fake.
That's an insult. Fake.
These people put their body on the line, they put their life on the line every single week, and nobody knows what can happen. They can practice all day long, but accidents can still happen. I can go on the top rope all day long, jump from the top rope all day long. But eventually, something's going to happen, and I didn't expect that. So accidents happen in this line of work, but rehearsal all day long, you're still going to have accidents.
Right. Yes, it's. I never bought into that idea of wrestling being fake. That always kind of made me annoyed when somebody would say that because I knew deep down inside that it wasn't fake. You know, these people, they risked their lives. People have died trying to make you people happy. My man Draws. I don't know if you remember Draws. I think D'Lo Brown did something to him, and now he's paralyzed for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Hart, he died trying to be some superhero gimmick.
Yep.
Rey Mysterio killed somebody by mistake performing a wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Performing a wrestling
move. Rey Mysterio been doing this move since day one, his bread and butter. And this proves how accidents happen in his business. Rey Mysterio is doing that 619 since day one, his bread and butter, okay? It was food on the table, with clothes on the kids, paid the bills, his bread and butter, right? And this one mistake, this one time, after all these years, one time it killed somebody, on accident, of course. You know? Definitely happens in business. Now, you can call wrestling whatever you want to call it. Predetermined, you're damn right. Because this morning, not it's Tuesday, this morning, no, tomorrow morning, somebody's going to they have board directors sit around the desk and they determine tomorrow's show in NXT. Friday morning, a group of executives sitting around the desk and they determine SmackDown show. Yes, predetermined, absolutely. Fake, I don't think so.
It can't
right
be fake.
Well, I went on to the predetermined. I had an argument with somebody on Facebook. Let's say this was before Hell in a Cell contract signing between Bayley and Sasha Banks. And so they signed that contract. People don't realize this is the argument that she just signed a contract and they had the match. He don't realize these matches are already booked.
Right.
They're already planned. It's the same match or not, it's going to happen anyway. All the contract does is make sure you're going to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the contract is for. Make sure you're going to be there. So these matches are predetermined anyway.
Right. And it's all to feel. I'm sorry, Lee. Go ahead.
I'm just saying this contract, all the contract does is make sure somebody shows up. These matches are predetermined already. They've already been booked.
Absolutely. And when they do those contract signings on live television, all that is doing is to progress the storyline. It's to fill it. It's to fill airtime. You know, keep things interesting, keep you hooked.
That's all that is.
That's what I want to give sports entertainment credit for, because they do what they have to do to entertain us. You know, it's not sports entertainment anymore. It's not a professional wrestling anymore. It's sports and entertainment, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes they miss. And sometimes they score. Simple as that.
Oh, definitely. I tell you, the missing part, you know how hard it is to I told David this. It is hard as hell to defend the WWE sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Hard, yep.
For example, perfect example. Vince McMahon did their storyline with Vince, Shane, and Shawn Michaels, 2006. Vince supposed to lose his mind, make all these stupid matches. And he put his handicap match together. Vince and Shane versus Shawn Michaels and guess who? The Almighty himself, God. Now,
right.
That's a piss of his head. He's Catholic. That makes it worse. That was hard as hell trying to explain to somebody who just tried to be a wrestler fan, why is he putting God in this storyline? Like, that probably was supposed to defend that.
It is, and it shows that Vince McMahon is willing to go through anything, do anything to make us happy, entertain us.
I'm like, he's Catholic, if that helps.
Yeah.
And they don't make it worse.
Right. Yeah, that was crazy.
It's hard to defend WWE sometimes. Other times they do a great job. Sometimes the storylines are really hard to defend.
Yeah. I remember Stephanie said that he pitched the idea to her to be in a relationship with his own daughter. Are you kidding me?
See right there. You see how hard it is to defend that?
It's hard.
Like, bruh, first of all, you couldn't come up with anything else. You couldn't come up with you can always do Triple H and Stephanie. I can do a bunch of stories Triple H and Stephanie. Bro, I can fill a whole notebook with that.
Right.
But you had to do this, you and your daughter. Really, bro? I can fill a whole notebook with Triple H and Stephanie storylines. With the 8 minutes I got, check this out. So, Triple H and Stephanie, when they first started dating, Triple H risked everything to date Stephanie. Because at that time, people look at it like, oh, that's why you get championship matches. He's dating the boss's daughter. He risked a lot. And, like, if this don't work out, that's why Vince said you could date my daughter. If this don't work out, I see each other every day. That's your fault.
Right.
That's why Vince don't want his dog that he wants him. If it don't work out, you got to see each other every day.
Yeah, they took a huge risk, man. That could have been a make or break situation for Triple H.
I'm repeating myself a reason. I don't know why. But let's say they broke up. And you got to see each other for work every day.
day in,
every day.
Day out, on the road, every day, all day, every year. And y'all broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Had the ugly breakup. You got to see each other. That's why Vince don't want his all dating wrestlers.
They said the reason the Macho Man wasn't invited back for so long because he felt it's an urban legend that him and Stephanie had something going on, but she had to be in her early teens if they did have something going on. And a lot of people believe that actually went down. Unfortunately, I mean, it happens all the time, older guys dating young girls that's teenagers.
Savage?
You never heard of that? You got to look it up when you get off the air. That it's been a rumor for years.
Huh? I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Wow. That surprised that be with that. I'll tell you. I don't know the real truth behind that, but that's an interesting rumor.
Very interesting. I guess we'll never know, I guess.
Stephanie said she'll write a book at some point. I'll let you see that. What's the truth behind that?
You said what?
Stephanie said many years ago she's going to write a book at some point. I'd like to see the truth behind that.
Yeah, me too.
If there is any truth behind
you got a whole bunch of dudes around your daughter all the time. Dudes are horny. It's easily could have happened. Some dudes they don't care if she's 14, 15 years old. I'm just being honest with you. It happens. I mean, it just happens, man.
Hey, yeah,
I'm not speaking for
the school back here and make something happen right quick. They don't care.
Simple as that.
You know?
And most of these young girls are experienced. You might not like what I'm saying, people, but like these girls are already sexually active. This isn't me trying to condone them, but these girls will be sexually active at 12 years old, man. And any guy that's looking at them, grown or not, they'll give them a chance. Look at the internet, man. You know, it's out there.
Man, I tell you, coronavirus has destroyed professional wrestling. But the good news is, professional wrestling is all right. Indie wrestling, y'all are in trouble.
They are.
Professional wrestling, contract, we take care of you. You know, contract, you got money as opposed to monthly. You got money in the contract, you're good. We got you. Indie wrestling depends on booking. They only book monthly.
Right. Yeah, and all these people, they only want to do shows outside. You know, at some point, you got to have enough. You can't be afraid to do shows inside because, like down here in Detroit, a lot of these shows they are done for the year. They won't be coming back till the springtime. And I'm like, okay, I mean, at some point you got to be able to not worry about that.
First, y'all, I want to thank you for inviting me here. I do apologize for the stiffness. Those of you who noticed, the show's a little stiff. David's going to take, Mark 10, excuse me, going to take a vacation, and we'll be back ready to pump iron, brother.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. Thanks for doing the show today.
You got, like, more shows after this, I believe.
Yeah, man. I got one at 3 o'clock. And then tomorrow I probably will try to take a nap. And then tomorrow we doing 8 hours worth of shows. And then Thursday we're doing 7 hours worth of shows. So Friday can get here fast enough for me.
I hear the tiredness in your voice.
Oh, man. And I apologize to you, Lee, man. I apologize to you for being tired. Definitely, man. But oh yeah, while you're still on the air, thank you for working with us throughout this year here on Open Talk. We appreciate you coming over and doing I think you did at least like four shows over here this year. I think four or five, matter of fact. We appreciate you. I appreciate the gesture of you having me over there with you all from time to time.
Yes, by the way, next year in January, I'm not supposed to say, I'm going to say it's going to be pretty epic in January when a certain somebody, you heard of him before, I wouldn't forget his name, but let's just say he's a little jealous, you know, the pretty big deal. So, y'all might
want
to tune in. I'm just saying.
Hey, I appreciate it, Lee. You're going to be on that show, too, man. You're going to be on the show, too.
I can't wait. That was true. It's damn true. I had to do it.
Yep.
I just had to do it. All right, y'all. Have a great day. Thank you very much, David Martinez.